भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय I'm reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 10. Jadasi shukshu pura atmana paro. Jadasi shukshu pura atmana paro. Raja Sityesha Prithak Swamayaya Satvam Vichitrasu Tiram Shur Ishara Satvam Vichitrasu Riram Shur Ishara Sayushya manastama irayatyasau Jadasi shikshu pura atmana paro Raja sityasha prithakshvamayaya Satvam vichitrasu riram surisharaha Sayushyamanastvama iratyasho
Running late, maybe I'll just continue. Jada, when shikshu desire to create puraha material bodies, atmanaha for the living entities, paraha the supreme personality of Godhead, rajaha. The mode of passion. Shijati. Manifest. Eshaha. He. Prithak. Separately. Predominantly. Shwamayaya. By his own creative energy. Satvam. The mode of goodness. Vichitrashu. In various types of bodies. Riramsu, desiring to act. Isharaha, the personality of Godhead. Shayushyamanaha, being about to conclude. Tamaha, the mode of ignorance. Irayati, cause to rise. Asho, That supreme. Translation proposed by Vangeshla Prabhupada Ki Jai. The supreme personality of Godhead create different types of bodies, offering a particular body to each living entity according to his character and fruitive actions. The Lord revive all the qualities of material nature, sataguna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. Then, as a super soul, he enters each body and influences the qualities of creation. Maintenance and annihilation. using sattaguna for maintenance, rajaguna for creation, and tamaguna for annihilation. Not easy to, after that kirtan, it's like translation and purport. Although the material nature is conducted by the three qualities, sattaguna, rajaguna, and tamaguna, nature is not independent. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya dakshana prakriti shuyate chachara charam hetunanena kunteya jagadvi parivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. The different changes in the material world take place as actions and reactions to the three gunas, but above the three gunas is their director, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the various types of bodies given to the living entities by material nature, jantra rurani mayaya, either sattaguna, rajaguna, or tamaguna is prominent. The body is produced by material nature according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is said here, yada sikshu pura atmana paraha, indicating that the body is certainly created by the Lord. Karmana daiva netrena, according to the karma of the living entity, a body is prepared under the Supreme Lord's supervision. Whether the body is of sattaguna, rajaguna, or tamaguna, everything is done by the direction of the Supreme Lord through the agency of the external energy. Prithakshva mayaya. In this way, in different types of bodies, the Lord Isharaha gives directions as Paramatma. And again, to destroy the body, he employs the tamaguna. This is the way the living entity receives different types of bodies. I wasn't prepared to sit here, and my mind's still reeling with the kirtan. Okay, so as much as I know, I try to explain a little bit. Explain in this purport, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that the three modes of gunas, sattaguna, rajaguna, tamaguna. So we are created according to the guna that we are living in. But whatever it is, Krishna is the controller of all the gunas. But nonetheless, in the material world, we are created under the influence of these three modes. We're working under the direction of these three modes. And the three modes, according to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshana Prakriti, that this nature is working under his direction. That is the conclusion, actually. So someone may say, I'm doing whatever I like because this is Krishna's energy. He's making me do it. So it's not my fault. You know what I mean? People always find a way to, you know, give credit to themselves and blame God. So actually, everything is working under the direction of Krishna. But he gives us the choice to do what we want to do. If there is a fire, a child can put the hand, even if he doesn't know that the fire will burn. Fire still burn. So here it's mentioned ignorance. So ignorance is not a cause for, it's not the ultimate cause, ignorance. It's our fault. So you like it or not, fire, it will burn in hand. Even if you didn't know. But the heat is there. You feel, garam, I feel hot. That is the signal. So similarly, we have to understand that Krishna is the source of everything. He is the supreme. Pram Brahma, Pram Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. He is the Param Brahma, the supreme Brahman. The source of everything, from him everything comes. Mayagdashana prakriti shuyache characharam. This material energy, this material world is working under the direction of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. That is the nicest thing. You see the world today? Such a mess. But you see, the material nature is working so wonderfully. The sun rises every day at a particular time, sets at a particular time, rises at a particular time. The ocean doesn't flood here suddenly, although it does sometime. That's according to your karma. So everything is working harmoniously under the direction of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Om Purnamadha Purnamidam. That's why Krishna is perfect and complete. He created this world and it's working wonderfully. Just look at ourselves, our own body. We are born perfectly. Sometimes the parents, they scan the mother's womb. They want to make sure that whoever's coming, they're in place. You know, in good shape. And they are. I know a devotee in Mayapur, he had four daughters. Four daughters. So he really wanted a child that was a male child. So he desired, he prayed to Radha Madhava, please, I want a male child, I have four daughters already. Not that daughters are not good, but he just want one male child. So they can have a balance. So he got a brahmana to do a puja to make sure that the child's going to take birth that's going to be a male child. And already it was male child already. Then he did all the puja, then he turned the male child into a female. That's what happened. So we think we are the controller. Krishna's there, everything is working perfectly. We muck around and we change the situation into a problem. Many, many years ago, you can drink water right from the ocean, from the river. Remember? At least in my time. I remember the first time the bottled water came out. Everything, wow, bottled water. I remember I was in Mayapur Gurukul and in India before I came here in the late 80s, early 80s. My teacher from UK bought a big bottle of Coca-Cola, this size. So he was saying, this is Coca-Cola from Europe. We said, wow, really? What is it? So we all sat around and he was giving everybody like a drop. We were drinking like a charnamita. I said, wow, Coca-Cola. Big, huge bottle. We're looking at the bottle because in India, it's different shapes. You know, and he was saying, he was just drinking. I said, when I came here, we don't even drink that stuff. It kills you. Coca-Cola is for washing, cleaning the bicycle wheel, some say. So material nature is working perfectly. But we muck around with the material nature and we turn it into a problem. So everything is perfect in its own way because Krishna is perfect. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Krishna is all perfect and the source of everything. So today is Sunanjatra. Jagannath Swami Ki! Yeah. Lord Jagannath, when he's smiling, it's like the universal smile. And sometimes we see devotees in our temple. We see the devotees, you have the same smile as Jagannath. Big smile, like Prabhupada. Somebody collected all the pictures of Srila Prabhupada that he's smiling. They say this is the universal smile, and Prabhupada smiling. So we have to be very happy. Lord Jagannath himself is showing us how to be happy in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes I come to the temple, I see, Haribol, Haribol. Come on. Be happy. Smile. Lord Jagannath, the God himself, is showing us. Shushukam kartamabhayam. Devotee, when he performs devotional service, he is doing out of happiness. He performs shushukam.
It's joyfully performed.
You see, we just had this is a huge kirtan just now. We could continue till 9 o'clock, but you know, we'll get a phone call from India, maybe, or somewhere. Who knows? We have to follow, you know, the rules and regulations. Yesterday night, I went in a Harinam, Christmas Harinam on the beach, Laguna Beach. I mean, San Kilda Beach, down there, and we got videos. 4 hours. That's why I was praying to Krishna while I was singing, please make sure I have a throat left for today. I was struggling, so I had this much ginger to clear the throat last night. So this morning I woke up fresh, all fresh. I was so excited for today, I couldn't sleep at night. You can see here, panda eyes. So they say in China. And this kirtan was ecstatic. 4 hours went by, boom. We didn't even notice it. And people were coming off the beach. They didn't have any clothes. Lucky there was no brahmacharis there. Huge kirtan. We didn't have time to see anything. We were just so observing chanting. And these people, they're thinking that they're going to be happy at the beach. We highlighted them. We came around. They came, whatever clothes they're wearing, a little bit or not at all, whatever. You just saw, you know, we got the videos. So, fantastic. This is the preaching brings life. Sankirtan Yajna, chanting the holy names. So that's why Lord Jagannath Baladesh Bhadra, why are they like that? Because they were dancing so much in ecstasy that their head went inside. That's why they like that. You heard that before? Their head was inside. I haven't seen anybody's head go inside. We haven't danced enough, like Jagannath. We have to dance and sing so crazily that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to dance, that from his arms blood was coming out. That's my wish. I want to dance so much. On the last mantra, I'm back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Temples will light up and the bike and the planes come. You can make a movie out of it. Temple, the thing opens up. It's all lights up here. And I said, what's going on here? Hey, you all open your eyes, I'm gone. That's our desire should be that we want to serve Krishna. So much in ecstasy that we are not here anymore. We transform into the spiritual world straight away. That should be our desire. We don't want to be here. That's why Lord Jagannath Baladesh Bhadra Devi. They're all smiling. You come in the temple, pay your obeisances to Lord Jagannath. Full dandabat. And sometimes the devotees actually, they do that. They pay full obeisances like a tree. Boom! You can hear it from down the road. Before they used to do it. Because now you have so many anxiety, you can't pay your obeisances. You're thinking, oh, I have this problem, that problem. Once you clap your hands in front of the deity, it's mentioned that all the lines in your hands will change. Like that, Hare Krishna. You go to India as a sadhu, can you show me your hand? We don't have any lines. If there's lines, it's just maya. They don't look at the hand. I don't have any lines here. It's all gone from playing with Anga. This one has a little bit, but so thing is, when you serve Krishna, Lord Jagannath is here. I remember I went to Taiwan. I used to go to Taiwan every year, twice a year, but because of COVID, I couldn't go. And the day I arrived at the temple, where we were going to take Lord Jagannath for a Rath Yatra on the street, so I was invited there for this to kirtan. And as they're dressing the Lord Jagannath, Baladesh Bhadra, one French Mataji and her husband, and no one usually call from someone just from outside the temple room. Can you come inside and check if the Jagannath deity looks okay? You don't usually do that. The pujaris don't ask anyone to come in and say, can you see if it's okay? That's up to the pujaris. So I just arrived and I went in. Who am I to say, you know, your turban doesn't look that good, or put it this way. I felt that Lord Jagannath wanted to see me. That's why he called me in. Because sometime when you arrive in a temple or somewhere, the boss wants to see you, perhaps, isn't it? Loban, in Chinese you call Loban, means the boss. Come here, bring him in here. And check my turban. Do I look okay? Krishna is very personal with his devotees. He's not, oh, I'm God. You serve me, otherwise you go to hell. Someone else does that. Krishna is very merciful. He's allowing us to serve him. You know, Lord Jagannath is so easy to dress. Huge turban. They have the foam thing he put on. Then he can put whatever he like. Fan. I lived in Hong Kong for 5 years. I used to dress. They don't have Jagannath, they have Gornita. Put foam here, then he put all kinds of fan. The Chinese, they love fans. Small one, big one, color. And then you, you know. So, Lord Jagannath, you can see the fans on him, different fans. So, they are so merciful and so easy to dress. And in Mayapur, they have Jagannath Didi in Rajapur. Whoever's been to Mayapur. And who's going to Mayapur? Yeah, they have the Jagannath Didi. They are very unique deities. And they're actually stuck in the mud. And they had a dream that the deities were, they need, please take care of me. The villagers, there's a story how they are left in there. And the deities wanted to reunite with Radha Madhava. So one of the pujari, he had a dream that these deities were walking through the field. If you go to Mayapur, you see the deities there. Way through the field, there is Radha Madhava. So he had a dream that the deities walking through the field. And so he asked, where are you going? He said, I'm going to have a prasadam with Radha Madhava. So the pujari got up and he went knocking on the Jayapataka Maharaj's door. He said, Maharaj, I just had a dream. We need to, this dream that Lord Jagannath's walking. We're in the process of getting the temple. He said, no, but we have to wait till all the paperwork, then we can take the deities. So our ISKCON temples, we are offering such wonderful bhoga offerings to Lord Jagannath. Jagannath means the master of the universe. So we have to offer them wonderful foodstuff for their pleasure. Lord Jagannath loves sweets. Only sweet people like sweets, isn't it? I don't eat sweets anymore because they said you'll get diabetes. Lord doesn't have a problem with that. So when you're a kid, you can eat sweets. I saw one kid, they said, no, my daughter doesn't eat sweets, only savories. I said, oh God, come on, give me a break. How can a kid eating sour things all the time? Kids mean eat sweets, isn't it? So Lord Jagannath, they have this gaja. In Bengal, we call it khaja. Because the Muslims, the local, they say khaja. Actually, gaja, it's two types. One is like a flour. You make into dough, and they cut it into square. And they fry that, and then they put in the syrup. That's like a khaja. And gaja, that's gaja. And khaja is that long one. They call it Jagannath tongue. I don't know where they got this word from. It's nothing like Jagannath tongue at all. So I hope that somebody's making it today. So Lord Jagannath, all the sweets, and they have Malpura, khaja, gaja, bundi, all kinds of ladus. Lord Jagannath loves it. And there is a bazaar in Jagannath Puri. It's called Ananda Bazaar. Those are Indians, you can go in. If you're white body, they don't allow in. I told one American devotee who was my teacher, you can go in, just paint your body. So he painted his body, and so he went in. And this guy, he forgot to paint his back. So his chadar fell off. And the panda, hey, sahib, American! And they beat him up, he ran out. So Lord Jagannath is merciful, but he have to find a way to get his mercy. Even beating his mercy. Those pandas are his servants. Luckily they didn't kill him, then he'll be back to Godhead. The same thing. So I went in, the first time I went in Jagannath Puri, and I went with one of my friend from Australia actually. So I told him, you wait here, because they're not going to allow you in. Don't let them see I'm with you. Otherwise, they're not going to let me in either. So some panda saw me with him. I quickly ran away, went different directions. So I went in the temple. He said, oh, you are from the Hare Krishna Hare Ram. I said, no, what are you, Hare Krishna Hare Ram? I spoke in Bengali, but whatever I knew. I wore you know, people go to, when they have a marriage, they wear the white pajamas and stuff. So I wore like that. I said, I'm a Hindu, like from Bengal, Calcutta. And I had a gold chain and walked in. I said, oh, sorry. And they said, when you walk in, you have to carry a lot of money with you, 50 rupees, 10 rupees, all notes. So one guy came from behind, and he put something in my eyes, like that. And he walked off. It was camphor. He said, 50 rupees, please. This is Mahaprasad from Jagannath. And another guy, he said, come here. And he called me right in front of the deity. He said, pay your obeisances to the Jagannath. And he's whacking with his stick. 5 times. That'll be 500 rupees. They said, this is mercy of Lord Jagannath. I said, come on. So somebody told me to carry money with you. So I was given 500 rupees. I don't know. So Lord Jagannath is very merciful in different ways. And our Jagannath here also, you know, very merciful deities here, Lord Jagannath. This is why we can do all this kirtan here, because Lord Jagannath is there blessing us. Subhadra Devi in the middle, and we have to offer him very wonderful prasadam, mostly sweets. And there is this Rajapur deity, a Jagannath deity, the local area, they're all Muslims. So one boy, he came there, he says, I don't eat this prasad offered to your deity. So he threw it on the floor. You heard this story before? He threw it on the floor. I don't eat this Hare Krishna, this is Lord God. I don't believe in it. So he had a dream that night. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Devi, they went to him. And Baladev was pounding him on the chest, punching him. If I was, I would have killed him, for sure. Well, and he was nearly dying. And Subhadra Devi said, enough, enough. But that's why she's very merciful. The next day, that boy came to the temple, at the temple, and he says, any prasadam. I said, sorry, we don't have a prasadam yet. He said, anything, just anything on the ground, just give me. Because he had this dream that he had to go and take prasadam. So we need to make sure that we offer good foodstuff to Lord Jagannath, to Radha Balava, to Gornithai. They're accepting our offering. And somebody was telling this story that our deities, they are becoming chubby, you know, like after a while. You know, before when they first got them, if you see the videos, first got them, they're very slim. Like all of you. Very slim when he joined the Hare Krishna temple in Melbourne. He said, oh, I'm on a diet. I was like that. When I first came, everybody said, this guy is a yoga teacher. This guy only eats vegetables. 1 month, 2 months. I joined the ashram. Everybody had huge plates. Some of them, they have so big plates, you can sit on it. So big. They're eating so much prasadam. So Lord Jagannath, he accepts the offering, but doesn't mean he's eating it all. He gives it back to you as Mahaprasadam. If you're late to take the plate from the over there, if you're late to take it, you know who eats it first? Birds. They come flying, and I saw them taking a big burfi, chunk of burfi, and flow off. And everybody said, oh, and burfi. That day was less burfi. So here, everybody is a devotee. So Lord Jagannath, he eats sweets because Lord Jagannath is a very sweet person and very loving and very happy, like Lord Nrisingadev. Everybody thinks Lord Nrisingadev is very angry. Actually, he's very sweet. He only eats sweets. There is a temple in South India. If you walk up the steps, Lord Nrisingadev's mouth is open like this. They put gore water in it. Everybody. And the temple room all sticky from gore water. So he's a very sweet person. Not he's angry. So similarly, Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath, Gaur Nithai, they are the Supreme Lord. They are the emblem of happiness. They are the Supreme God of happiness, the source of everything. So if we serve Krishna, if we serve Lord Jagannath, and next month is going to be what? Rath Yatra? In February, right? What's the meaning of Lord Jagannath to go on the street in the hot sun here in Melbourne? But he's blessing the people, whoever takes darshan. I remember the first Rath Yatra I went, 1975 in Calcutta, from Mayapur. Maybe before your time, some of you. People were crazy to see Lord Jagannath. You know, from here, we are bringing the cart from here to just down the road, to end of the Park Street. It took 5 hours, because they're stopping every 1 minute, people offering. So, Lord Jagannath, he loves to associate with people, to bless the people. He's the most merciful. And every time it will rain. And even if it rains, it's cleansing the street. Somebody goes with a broom, you know, I mean, it's just a pastime. It's already clean by the rain. You put the crown on and you clean. What is there to clean? But this out of love, you clean a little bit. It's already cleaned by Indra. So this is the Lord's mercy on his devotees. So if you can come out and participate on Snan Yatra, participate on these festival days, you are blessed by Lord Krishna. You are blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are blessed by Lord Jagannath. Devotees have dreams of Lord Jagannath. They dreams of Krishna. And I remember I lived in Calcutta temple for 1 year. Most difficult time of my life. It was so tough living there. You know, all day I would go life member, making life member. But at the end of the day, you need to use one bar of soap to clean your body. It was so much pollution. But I loved it. Because my duty was to dress Jagannath Didi. So everybody would sleep in the temple at night. And then after you got up, they would clean the temple before the Mangalarti. So in that temple, the Jagannath Didi is inside the pujari when they're dressing. You have to sit in the altar and dress them because they're way at the back. The altar is open. So whoever is dressing, they actually sit right next to him on the altar. And so I used to dress them. I said, right there. Lord Jagannath Swat Baladev, very big deity like here. And there was a devotee, his name is Radharman. He used to do life member. So he had a dream. He didn't even brush his teeth. He came running up. Hey, Prabhu, I have a dream. Haribol, I have a dream. I had a dream. And he said, well, come on, what's the dream? He said, while I was dressing Jagannath Didi, I don't know if it's true or not, he said that Lord Jagannath was putting his hand on the pujari, that's me, and he was rubbing. And he was rubbing, sometime, you know, when you like someone, you rub their head. It's normal, like, hey, Hari Bol, and I rub. He's not abusive, he's just rubbing their hand and blessing. And he was rubbing it a bit too much. And Subhadra Devi said, that's enough. And he got up and he came up and told me. So, I don't know if it's true, but that's what he had a dream. So, that 1 year that I lived in Calcutta was the most ecstatic year. Sometime, if you're sleeping on the roof, the temple, we used to sleep on the roof because it's very hot, your feet will be bitten by a big rat. They chew up your toenail. The big rats like that. That's Calcutta temple. I don't know about now. There's Mahaprasadam. They want your blessing. Everybody want to touch your feet. If you didn't cut your toenail, sleep in Calcutta temple on the roof. They chew up your toenail. So Lord Jagannath and Baladev Subhadra Devi, they're accepting your service, but if you're simply just coming around, not much, then the blessing will be less. If you really want the blessing of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Devi, you have to work hard. I'll finish this story. Just 4 years ago, there was a group of devotees from Melbourne who were going to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. I never been to Rath Yatra. I said, yeah, I want to go. So there's a devotee, he says, I will pay your ticket. Can you come? I said, actually, he didn't say that. He says, you want to come to Jagannath Puri? I said, not really. He said, I'll pay your ticket. Let me think about it. So then I sent a message to Aniruddha, because he's my boss, supposedly. Somebody has to be your boss. So then I sent him a message, because I don't want to talk. And I said, I grew up in Gurukul, so I know all the tricks. So I said, listen, I need to go to Jagannath Puri for 5 days, only 5 days. Can you give permission? Because if I come back from Jagannath Puri, I'll be blessed by Jagannath. I can do more service. And it'll be good for the temple, actually. So I get all this round around. And he sent me a message. Yeah, go for it. Like, he never really allows me to do that. And I got this message. I called him. He said, you have to call me within half an hour because the ticket's been gone. So I called him straight away, 5 minutes. And I can go now. So he got the ticket. And when I arrived in Jagannath, in Bhubaneswar, they didn't allow me to go. I had to come back in the same plane, leave the country. And they didn't allow me because I didn't have my visa was e-visa. They didn't accept it. They're really, really nasty. So they put me back on the same plane. I was in Kuala Lumpur. So when I got in the plane, there was a Mataji. She did the same mistake. So I was sitting. She came up to me. She said, oh, Prabhu, can you go back to India? I said, I'm not going. I don't like it. I'm coming back to Melbourne. I was already very angry. She said, please, can you just go? I'll pay your ticket. Like, same thing. I said, okay. So this happened in Kuala Lumpur Airport. So we went to the ticket counter. They said, your ticket to Melbourne also cancelled because your flight's already left. Yeah. So then she had to buy my ticket, her ticket to Sydney. So we had to buy my ticket to Calcutta, because from Calcutta, you can accept the e-visa. And from Calcutta, you have to go to Bhubaneswar. So it was altogether maybe 5 tickets, including her. It was something like $3,000. I was out of courtesy. I was saying, you have enough money? Or she has a credit card. I said, yeah, I have enough. I was thinking, I'm not going to pay. You're paying for it. Big drama, I tell you, big drama. And then at night, so we had the whole day. So she said, she was a young girl, we're not the same age. So she said, all you have to do for me is just take care of me. I said, yeah, no worries. You're taking me. I'll sit next to you and take care of you. Don't worry. Just you're paying my ticket, so, you know. And then we went to Kuala Lumpur. Our flight was nighttime. We got to airport, and there was two small girls. They said, you guys can't go to India because my passport is stamp canceled, your visa, something like that. And I didn't have the e-ticket with me. It's in the form. They stamped the form. So I didn't know what to do. So I said, I have the visa in my phone, in the apps. I said, there's the visa, there's not stamped. So they print that out, and here we are, Calcutta. And then I went to Jagannath Puri and said, Hari Bol, what are you doing here? Because they kicked me off. So Lord Jagannath wanted me back. Yeah. You know. So that's how it works. So if you're sincere to serve Lord Jagannath, he will make the arrangements. So what I'm saying is, everything that happens is by the mercy of Lord Jagannath. The devotees were surprised. I was back there. And then when I went to Jagannath Puri, uh, There's something else happened, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot totally. So you can see how we have to have sincere desire to be with Krishna. We have to have sincere desire. We want to go back to Godhead. We have to perform devotional service right now. Because what else are we going to do in the spiritual world? If we can't perform devotional service now, right now, how are we going to perform devotional service in the spiritual world? We have to have sincere desire to serve Krishna right now. Whatever we do, we have to do it sincerely. For the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, for the pleasure of Gaunitai, for the pleasure of Prabhupada. The kirtan we had just now, and I saw somebody here standing on the wall like this. What is this? You see Gaunitai standing there like that? Put your hands up and sing and dance in ecstasy. That's how it, then you'll get the mercy of Lord Jagannath. And spin and fly up and down. When I came to Australia in 1980s, I came to Sydney Temple. All the Matajis were young girls, young boys. Well, I love energy. I feel like I still have the same energy. So we danced so much, Guru Puja, that our side was all too sweaty. So we'd exchange the sides. The ladies would go and we'd exchange, because they didn't dance enough. So it was so much ecstasy. So all the mercy of Krishna is there in chanting Hare Krishna. And we saw that last night. Why did Lord Jagannath go on the street? Why he goes on the Rath Yatra cart? Oh yeah, this happened. I remember now. Everybody from Melbourne, they're all sitting on the rooftop, Rath Yatra day. They have to pay 3,000 rupees to get a spot. I said, I didn't come here all the way, all that drama, to sit on the rooftop. I'm going to pull the cart. And it was really muddy and raining. And it was millions of people. You pull the cart and they had the rope was this side. It can peel off your skin if you're not careful. So there's people everywhere. So I was pulling the cart and they told me, if you fall down, people will fall on you, you'll die. And that's what happened to me. I fell down. And people fall on me. I was like way underneath. I couldn't breathe. I said, Lord Jagannath, like, I need to go back to Melbourne. I have service to do. Please. I don't want to die yet. I know I'll go back to Godhead, but not now. So then, you can't believe it. It's a miracle. Suddenly I got up. I was up, like standing. Yeah, really? I said, wow, thank you. Again, I was pulling the cart. And then, it was not Lord Jagannath, it was Baladev. Subhadra Devi car already reached. So Lord Jagannath somehow didn't arrive. Somehow it was still there at the gate. So then we pulled the cart all the way and I went back for Baladev, Jagannath. They said Jagannath's car is not going for some reason. So then we went back, the Gundicha place, and the pandas were throwing down coconut. One landed like right in my hand. Yeah. The coconut. And then there was one devotee with me. All the pandas love him so much. They gave him a rope, a tie on Jagannath, special rope. And he just gave me the whole rope. And then I was coming back to Melbourne, a group of devotees. I didn't tell anybody this thing. I said, you know, what I have the rope, this cloth from the Jagannath. So I was sitting in the front seat and the devotees at the back. And they said, oh, can we see it? I said, yeah, sure. So I gave them, and they gave me back, it was half. It was like, they took it. I was like, I couldn't do anything because that's mercy you have to share. I had ideas, like I would frame it. Anyway, so this is what happened. Lord Jagannath's mercy is always there. He have to have enthusiasm. Because I pulled that cart, nearly died, and everybody's sitting on the roof. I could be sitting on the roof, and the Jagannath is coming, you know. So when you surrender, Krishna will give you the mercy. Just like a bunch of birds, when in a mother bird, they bring the food. There's so many. Each bird may have so many birds. So they they can only give food to one bird, right? Yeah. So if he want food from that bird, he just done opening a mouth, and then the mother bird would drop it. He have to go crazy. Right? He's rolling on the ground. I seen some of the birds are really rolling on the ground because he don't really observe. There's 10 birds. The one that's really going mad, like foaming at the mouth, rolling on the ground, okay, that's food for them. So we have to have that kind of enthusiasm for Krishna. They see your hands in the inside. Thank you, but no thank you. What is this? Mercy comes later for you. You have to go mad for Krishna. No time for lazy. Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna temple is not for lazy people. You come here, for sadhana time, you turn up. You have to come for chanting and dancing. Work hard for Krishna. Work hard for Prabhupada. Prabhupada himself worked so hard. One man, he opened this whole ISKCON. One person worked so hard, and those three people. And we have so many of us here. We do kirtan for half an hour. Kana leke ao, pani leke ao. I want to go home. I had enough of this Hare Krishna. They just make you sing and dance. Yeah. I want to go work and foam at the mouth like a gadha. I love it so much. They sing and dance. It's so nice. I don't like it. See? So this, we're giving you such a package of Krishna consciousness. That's Lord Jagannath. It's just full of happiness. They have big eyes. Even small kids, they can paint Lord Jagannath. They don't have to go to the art school. Because it's easy. Just round and that's it. So he's giving everybody an opportunity to serve Krishna, to serve Lord Jagannath, to serve Gaur Nithai. All you have to do, be enthusiasm. Utsaha. That is the criteria of devotees. The utsaha. You want to go back to Godhead? Work hard. You think Radharani is just standing there? She works really hard, trying to get the other gopis to come. The gopis saying, I'm tired today, I'm cooking all day. No, they didn't say like that. They all work very hard. You like all these Maharajis here? Only a few here because they work so hard in home, cooking, like that. You have to work hard for Krishna. I remember when I first joined, I thought, I love this Hare Krishna temple because, they have such a nice building made out of, like this. We can sleep a long time. They sleep in. I didn't know that they have Mangal Aarti. I was really going for a sleep. 3:30 in the morning, these guys woke me up. We're little kids. They're dragging me on the floor. Literally dragging. This guy, Pankajani Janabai, one of them died. Pankajani Janabai, they are my teacher. And then they had a shower on. They threw me in, and they were laughing. I thought they were in ecstasy. Then they put dhoti on, tilak. One day I said, don't touch me. I will put my own tilak. It took me 1 hour to put tilak on. And Prabhupada was giving class. I went down. And they said, take this boy upstairs, put him tilak. Because I had put gamsha in between and tilak everywhere. Not just here, everywhere. And then so I was enthusiastic to learn all these things. And so I was falling asleep while Prabhupada was giving class. And then in India, they don't have big jackets, They all have chadar. I love chadar because you can cover your head and sleep well. And then... And these sannyasis, they're all sitting around. They go, hey, wake up! Wake up, poking, like with a danda. Papa said, leave them alone. They're small kids, they don't understand. And he was speaking in English. I couldn't understand the word. And so I went to sleep. And then I heard, Srimad Bhagavatam Klaus Ki, Jai! And I woke up. And so, we never got enough sleep. But the enthusiasm was there because Prabhupada was there. Prabhupada is the person behind, gave us that inspiration to serve Krishna. So Jagannath, similarly, Krishna, Radha Krishna, and Gaur Nithai, they are our inspiration. They are our God. They are our Supreme. They are our Master. Like we are singing these Radha Damodar songs. You know, they are our Supreme Lord and He is our everything. The gopis are saying. Similarly, if we actually sincerely call on Krishna, sincerely chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is then the name. He'll appear in front of you. Okay, we can go on, it's 9 o'clock. Any questions? Sorry, it's not like big verses, big philosophy. This is just simple class. I wasn't prepared. Any questions? Don't tell me no questions. I'm speaking half an hour, 1 hour, blah, 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 and then you're going... What this guy said, I don't understand a word. Well, just one question. Yes, Prabhu.
In Melbourne, when you were here in the yatra, maybe some experiences you've been exposed to.
I actually never came here for Rath Yatra time because I was in Sydney, so I used to only come here because they had really good prasadam, Christmas marathon time, and but I could tell some stories. The first Rath Yatra they had in Sydney, I think it was 1981. And they banned the Rath Yatra after that one Rath Yatra. Because one Indian Mataji said, Jai Jagannath! He jumped under the wheel. Back to Godhead! And all the devotees, Hari Bol! They said, these Hare Krishnas are nuts! No more Rath Yatra forever. So we have Rath Yatra in Liverpool, suburbs, never in the city after that. She was quite elderly, and so... That's the story of the Sydney Rath Yatra. Sorry. And here we had Rath Yatra. I think they had Rath Yatra in the 70s when Prabhupada was here. They have videos of it. And they had one big Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing. They have videos of that. I wasn't here. And I went to one Rath Yatra. I was from a Gurukul. I used to always sing Kirtan. So when Prabhupada used to come in Mayapur, when Prabhupada used to come down from his room, they say, "You sing, Jaya Prabhupada." I had no idea how to play mridanga. I just bang it, you know, like no style. Just everybody loved it because everybody was doing the same that time. nobody had his style, but I was more crazy, like that bird. And then Prabhupada, okay, enough. Prabhupada's here now. And then when Prabhupada was going up, Bhagavatam class was over. He said, "You sing." Because I was mad. I said, I'll sing. Like, even elderly people couldn't keep up. Jaya Prabhupada! Like rolling in the ground, whatever is required, I'll do it. And Prabhupada was in his room. They said, enough. He's already in his room. He said, stop now. I said, come on, one more time. So, they had this Rath Yatra in Surat, in Gujarat. Three carts, huge carts. They said, you sing in the middle cart. They had different kirtan groups. I was a small boy, but I could really do kirtan. Full on, hours and hours. They said, whoever stay till the end of the kirtan, they'll get a prize. You know, we're all up to prize, you know, everybody wants a prize. And I told the teacher, better be a good prize, but otherwise I won't take it. So then, yeah, it'll be. And the Rath Yatra was going, like I said, from here to St. Kilda, this end. But it's 6 hours. After 1 hour, everybody left. It was just me singing. Because it's very hot and very tough to sing. And it was just me and all the guests, Indian guests. So I was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And they were all going, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But our thing is Krishna first. And they were singing Rama first. So I got really mad. So I got one guy, I'm a small boy, but I got one big guy in the throat. I said, Krishna first, huh? Rama first. He could have easily killed me, but I was grabbing his neck. But he was a very nice Gujarati guy. They're very friendly. So then I was saying, Hare Krishna, and he's going, Rama, Rama. I said, come on, I just told you. I grabbed his throat 3 times. He didn't learn. He kept singing Rama first. So my teacher said, just leave it. It's okay. You know, let them sing Rama first. That's the story, Rath Yatra. And Lord Jagannath is like, you know, very merciful like that. And the prize was, should I tell you or not? Next time maybe. The prize was cookies from Nivrindavan. You know Nivrindavan? I come here, I never want to look at cookies. They have so much here. I say, oh, cookies, oh, okay, next time. Melbourne Temple is like, I just want khichdi, you know. So much opulent prasadam. It's like, I go to one temple, I was just New Govardhan. I was in New Govardhan. They gave me sweet. I said, no thanks. They gave me halwa, no thanks. They gave me burfi, no thanks. So I want khichdi. I said, what? So I said, don't you know I came from Melbourne? We're familiar with all this food, all this fancy prasadam. So, anyway, that time was like, wow, cookies from Nivrindavan. Wow. And I'll have it. Just, so, you know, Lord Jagannath mercy comes in the form of prasadam. So I went, first time, that time I was telling the story, I went to Jagannath Puri with that boy from Australia. The panda was telling me, Garu mangsa khao chi, means you eat cow's meat. He was telling the white boy. So I said, he was eating long time ago. Now he's Vaishnava. He's given up. And I quote a verse from the Bhagavad Gita where he says, Shudras Chesti, you know that verse? Even a Shudras can go back to Godhead? That verse. Yeah? Yeah, there's a verse. He says, even Shudras can go to back to Godhead. So I quote that verse to the Pandas. I said, even Shudras, low class, Chandalas, they all can go back to Godhead. And I said, this is Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. He said, Jagannath is not Krishna, he is another Krishna, different. I said, oh, come on, give me a break. I told him, okay, fine, I don't want to argue with you. I said, just don't go to the temple, just okay. We have Jagannath, our temple. Yeah. When Prabhupada went to Jagannath Puri, they said, your disciples can go to the temple, only you can. You know, because all his disciples are Americans. So Prabhupada said, if my disciples can't go, then I will not go. So Lord Jagannath is here. Same Jagannath. If you're running to Jagannath Puri, they won't allow you. You have to send, they'll send you back to get your visa. So you have to have visa to go back to Godhead. That visa to go to Jagannath Puri, to Godhead, that transcendental visa is your enthusiasm, service to Krishna. And I found that out. That is the visa. Okay? Another questions back there? We'll finish in 5 minutes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, can you tell us the significance why we celebrate Snana Yatra?
That's a long story. Yeah. But Lord Jagannath, they said that when they had, today is Lord Jagannath bathing, he wants to have a bath, abhishek, not like bathing, we bathe, we bathe the Lord. So after the abhishek, Lord has he catches a cold from the abhishek. But there's a story that the Lord will have 1 week, right? 1 week of sick, he gets sick, he catches a cold. And then he has like Jagannath tea, ginger, honey, like that. The pujaris, cooks will make it. So like that, Lord Jagannath has a abhishek once a year. He wants to have a leela with Lakshmi Devi. So he catches a cold and he's actually having leela with Lakshmi Devi. He doesn't want to be in the altar with everybody. He's in his room upstairs. You know, like the boy and girl, sometimes they go to the beach and stuff. You know, they want to take a break. So Lord Jagannath wants to have pastimes with Lakshmi Devi, with like that in the. This is just part of his leela to take so much excessive bath that he catches a cold. But actually, the real reason God doesn't catch a cold, he just wants to have a pastimes with Lakshmi Devi. That's one of the reason. But there is actually also a story behind this. So we have to stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
What time? Did not finish the 9. I would have if someone told me. Yeah. So many stories. Never stop. Oh, yeah?